Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Drive Week. Right now, we have me, Kiana, and
Milena
in the booth, and we are both on CITR Student Exec.
And we're super excited to be here to celebrate Fun Drive, the very first day, the kickoff.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
Yeah, Milena was my, student exec before me, so she taught me everything that was going on, and yeah,
Well, it was fine.
It was. It was a newer, outreach was, like, new.
Yeah.
In student exec, so, mm-hmm. We are gonna start off with a song in honor of Fun Drive, and it matches the theme. It's called Weird Fishes, and it's by Leanne LaHavis.
The Queen.
And yeah.
Weird fishes.
Hello and welcome back. I just wanted to recognize we're on the unceded traditional ancestral lands of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh nations. And that was
Weird Fishes
by Leon LaHavis. I found the song because obviously that was, maybe you recognize the Radiohead, a cover of Radiohead's, but it's not really a cover. The cover kind of starts like in the middle. When like that distinct guitar comes in, but before it's kind of her own version. And I personally love, like, I think like soft voices, like over like kind of heavier guitar has a very different like sound to it that I don't know if I'm biased and like my ears just like love that sound, but I went crazy. Like when I heard that, I was like, oh my goodness, because I love her. So that was really exciting.
Yeah, that was my first time hearing that. I honestly didn't even know that was a cover.
You're like floating.
Literally. Her voice is so like kind of haunting.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. It sticks with you.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So that was in honor of Fun Drive. It's called Weird Fishes. And we are weird fishes. We're weird fishes. So originally we were going to start our show off with a sort of interview of like
I wanted to do like little streeters
street
talking
like
to the,
talking to people on campuses. Yeah, because we started trying to ask people what they were listening to, if anyone's seen those YouTube videos of people going around asking people what they're listening to. We tried that on campus.
Yeah, we did.
We did a very DIY version. I think I scared some people off, but it was definitely an experience talking to strangers, especially on campus, just because if it's somewhere that you are every, if it's like in somewhere in the city that like you don't think you'll ever run into them again, that's fine, but you never know. You could embarrass yourself and then see someone in your class. I guess that's like a really worst case
thing. Yeah, no, it feels really high stake when you're like out there. And
yeah,
it's like,
but it didn't matter at all. Like after I got into it and then I just continued talking to people, like I asked them if they wanted to be recorded. If they didn't, I just walked away and it was or I continued talking to them and they were super nice.
Yeah,
and it wasn't that big of a deal.
Exactly. It's like one of those things, like after you do it you kind of get like on this like little high of like
yeah.
adrenaline.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
It's kind of like freeing. It's like, wow, I can't believe I yeah, just exactly. did that.
Exactly. But yeah, Milena was my moral support.
Oh yeah.
That was like the first time we like hung out or something.
Yeah.
And I was
probably.
Like, do you want to come talk to strangers with me?
She's like that sounds
yeah.
amazing.
Well,
I'll hold the camera. You can
yeah.
do the talking.
So we tried that. We were gonna trying to think of other things to do, but when we did this was when school was back on campus, and now school's back online. So,
however,
yeah,
next Monday. Woo woo.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
You know,
let's not talk about that. No, it's okay.
Why?
I don't know.
You're not you know what? I am excited in theory, but I know that.
Yeah,
you know the you know, there's just nothing like rolling. I would say rolling out of bed, but like that's
but,
not
like,
what I do. I keep my laptop
bed.
On my bed, and
yeah.
I just open my laptop.
Yeah, there is really nothing like it.
Truly,
it's yeah.
And the commute again.
Yeah, I don't even want to.
We that's something we kind of share in common. We both have sort of like a commute to school.
Yeah, we have the angry commuter like appeal. Like
yes.
we have something to talk about.
Yes,
and it's. It's
traffic,
the hatred of commuting, which no one likes that, but
yeah,
and the envy of people on campus.
Darn you!
Yeah.
just kidding. We love you, Tony.
So,
to Fun Drive.
Yeah, we're gonna do the interviews, and then randomly, Milena texted me last week asking if I wanted to interview people. It was for like a class.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
wait.
I'm taking an audio editing course with Duncan,
oh.
which if you We're here for the kickoff today at
Dunkin' Donuts.
So it's really cool to have him as a prof.
Yeah, wow, that's so fun.
Yeah, and so, and it also is, like, a really good opportunity to, like, practice radio outside of, or, like, in class.
Yeah.
You know? It gives you deadlines and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah, for
which
sure.
Which is difficult for me sometimes.
Yeah, but. No, I feel that.
But, yeah.
How was talking to strangers?
How was talking? It was... You know, it was a fishy situation.
Haha,
but I'm no, it was honestly like I had to take some breathers.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I get really overwhelmed sometimes. And
of course.
I remember talking to, you know, Dora was my moral support that day.
Nice.
In here. And I had to literally, like, I went out, probably spoke to like one person. I had to come back in and, like,
oh my God.
Recharge.
Yeah, no, that's so fair.
Because, like, rejection is kind of hard.
It's not nice.
Doesn't make, you know, and I, yeah, I think I also texted you and I was like,
yeah,
everyone's rejecting my questions.
I was like, they're going to, I also was like, well, it's different now because when things go online and you're used to talking to people on Zoom, you're, like, absolutely not really talking to anyone outside of your, like, comfort zone or family or friends, like, because even going out, you would have strangers talking to you, but it was just not the same.
Mm-hmm. I thought you were going to say absolutely not, like whenever someone comes up to you, like after Zoom. Absolutely.
Well, now that it's online, it's like scary when someone approaches you. You're like, what is this? Like, I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, it's almost like you feel, yeah, it's like a natural sense of like hostility.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, what are you going to do?
But like, now that I think I texted you that day too, where I was like, I just talked to this random lady in the grocery store. She was like staring at milk. And I was like,
as one does.
Do you need help picking? I was like, I would recommend like oat milk. Or she was like, I tried oat milk. It's not for me.
What kind of milk was she staring at when you saw her?
It was like the non-dairy milk.
Oh, the alternative.
So, okay, non-dairy milk drinker lady. and
how old was she?
She was like quite a bit older. Sorry, that was, but no, she's older, but that's why also, cause I was like worried that she thought I was, I don't know, going to be like mean or something. So, but she was really nice. She was like, yeah. And then we just had a conversation about almond and oat milk and it was nice. It was sweet. It was cute.
Which one did she end up choosing?
I don't know. She was there for like a while. I like circled back around. She was still there. So I hope she found her milk of choice. And enjoyed it. But yeah, I remember texting you and I was like, I just talked to her and it was fun and I didn't want to cry. Like, that was cool. Like, I should do that more often.
Yeah. And I mean, it's nice. It's how you build community around you. And
yeah, exactly.
It feels good to talk to people.
Aquarium?
Yes, it is. How can we help you today?
Listen, I feel like there's a lot of tension between us.
We've only just met?
I just wish you were a fish, so I could reel you in.
Oh, good God.
I mean, there are many fish in the sea, but it's only you I see with me.
I'm gonna go now.
No, give me a chance. I'm a real catch. Are you an octopus? Because you octopi my thought.
Feeling lonely this Valentine's season? Don't be the weirdo that rings up the aquarium for a date. Instead, support community radio and donate to CITR. Check out citr.ca/donate for more information.
Okay, welcome back. But yeah, so talking to strangers is super fun. our songs of choice, we tried to come up with a theme. We kind of based it around, I said, like, songs to play after you fall asleep on Zoom. So, but then I realized the songs I were playing were kind of calm and not that, I don't know what we have next. But
next up, we can play kind of like a happy song.
Sure.
Yeah. It's called Junk of Heart by the Kooks.
Thank you. junk of the heart, there's junk in my mind. So hard to leave you all alone. We get so drunk that we can hardly see. What use is that to you or me, baby? See, I know this nothing makes you shatter. No, no. You're a lover of the wild and a joker of the heart. Life is no race. When I'm not happy, I'm in disgrace. So I spend time kissing on you.
Welcome back.
You just finished listening to Junk of the Heart by the Kooks.
Woohoo! On the topic of, I guess this isn't really talking to strangers, but there is, you know, when you see like teachers or profs outside of the space that they're normally in, just like on the street or something, it's really weird, right? It's like weird because you're like, it's just your brain is trying to register that like everyone has a normal life and everyone has a life outside of so I saw a customer from where I work outside of like my place of work, so I saw them just like on the street, and it was really random. But they also went to UBC. Now they're older, but they were here for a while, they said, and we were just talking, and it was just so interesting to talk to someone that I don't normally talk to.
Who were they?
He's just like an older gentleman that gets coffee at my work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, but yeah, he was just like a random guy, but he has like a super specific order. Like everyone knows him, and he's super nice. He like is never a rude customer or anything.
Love that.
Yeah. So love that.
A kind regular.
Yeah, and it's especially yeah. So we were just, I don't remember what we were talking about, but he said something that I was like, whoa. I am going to start using that. I said something about how I've just not been being super productive and it's like hard because school's online. And he was like, yeah, I don't really get the online thing. But he said something, I don't even remember, but he said something like, you made yesterday jealous. And I said how today I was having a productive day. He's like, you made yesterday jealous. And I was like, whoa. I'm going to start using that. I'm going to try and make yesterday jealous. I don't really know what that means, but I guess it's just like, what's different than tomorrow? Like, just do it today. It was giving follow your dreams right now.
It's like motivational spite.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah.
Like, screw yesterday.
Yeah, exactly.
Today's today.
Today's today. It was really inspiring.
Can I ask what his order is?
It's like, I don't even know. I can't remember. When I see him, I'm, like, able to.
Yeah,
it's like,
that.
Yeah, it's like add, like, an inch of water. It's, like, just, like, a regular coffee and then, like, add an inch of water and then, like, milk and cream on the side and, like, he always has his Splendas ready to go, like, his own.
Yeah.
So, love that. Yeah. DIY.
I have a question. Because we both kind of, like, make coffee as our, like, part-time jobs. Do you ever, like, do you remember people or ask for people's, well, like, obviously it's part of the job sometimes, like, ask people what their name is. But I know at mine, like, we don't have to.
Yeah.
But, like, will you go out of your way to, like, ask people or, like, remember what your customers' names are?
No.
Yeah.
Well, no, I guess it depends. Like,
I don't either.
Yeah.
It depends if they're, like,
friendly and, like, not mean and then they're a regular,
mm-hmm.
I will try. But sometimes it's super hard with masks, especially. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I usually just don't get names.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's a lot.
Yeah. I remember that when I first started, working, like, with coffee, I, like, tried to make a really big effort to remember people's names.
Mm.
I remember, like, when I worked at Starbucks, my manager, like, made it, or should I not mention that? Well, anyways, it's the past. It's the past. I don't work there anymore. But it wasn't a bad thing. It was just, like, they really, when they were training me, they made it, like, a very big point. Like,
yeah.
Remember people's names.
Yeah.
And their faces and stuff.
Yeah.
And so I kind of, like, got into this habit of, like, remembering people's names.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I've kind of become, like, a little bit better with, like, remembering people's names, like, outside of the job.
Yeah.
But then at the coffee shop I work at now, you know what started happening? This is the point of my question. Is that lately I've been feeling, like, because I see some of my other coworkers, like, you know, knowing people on, like, a first name basis. And
yeah.
Truth be told, they work, like, full time or, like, a lot more than I do because
mm-hmm.
I have school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, oh, connection. Like, I wish I. They're like, hey, Joe. And Joe's like, hey. It's like, great. And I'm like, aw. But then I know that if I did, do you know what starts happening to me? I feel like.
You get. Wait.
I feel like. What? Guess. Guess what
I was going to say. You get scared that you're, like, remembering unnecessary things.
I wish. What happens to me is, like, even stranger and, like, just a part of my, like, the anxious part of my brain where I'm like. I feel this, like, sense of responsibility, like, now that I know that person, and then I, like, remember their order, and then, like, I want to make sure that I get their order perfect every time, like, I'm giving them, like, a good conversation for, like, that, like, 2 minutes that they're, like, at the bar.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, although that's fun and, like, kind of, like, rewarding, sometimes, like, you're like, in a rush.
Yeah, no, it's just not, you're also maybe getting paid, like, minimum wage, so it's just, it's, like, totally fine if you're not striving for the best. That's, like, my thing. I'm, like, especially if they're rude, like, what? I'm not getting paid enough to, like, but I will say, I'm already, like, before, like, I feel like I'm good with faces. Like, if I see a face, like, I'm pretty good at remembering it. Now with masks, it's kind of more difficult, but I'm good at faces.
Sometimes, like, the eyes,
yeah.
Like, the upper half.
Yeah, definitely.
It'll be, like, a little, like, disjointed when you see someone without their mask.
Yeah.
Like, oh, lower half.
Yeah.
But, like, your eyes. Like,
yeah.
Your eyes.
It definitely, I'm, and people are, like, how do you, I don't remember you. And I'm, like, I don't know. Like,
I know.
I have a talent for remembering faces. Names, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Need to get better at that. I should, like, ironically, because, but, yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, whatever works, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Faces to names, names to faces, same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna play a song next. We're gonna play Skin Tight by Raven Lanae and Steve Lacy.
Hey, it's me. Are you still on for Saturday?
We get it. It's hard being you in Vancouver. Between big city loneliness and emotionally unavailable people, it's hard to put yourself out there without losing your mind. And your dignity. Sometimes, the hardest part about online dating is weeding out those sizzling hot ruby red flags. Other times, it feels difficult to get anywhere at all. Community Radio will never ghost you, because there are plenty of fish at CITR. Help keep our station running by donating to CITR.ca/donate.
And that was Skin Tight by
Raven Lanae and Steve Lacy. So,
on the topic of fishy situations... Kiana has a story to share.
Oh my gosh. It's not even that exciting of a story.
These are my first time hearing these stories.
It just happened. So, yeah. So, I don't know about, like, other people, but for school and, like, assignments, and I feel like if you have a major and you're just, like, used to taking classes, like, I feel like I've kind of figured out, like, the formula for, like, essay or, like, essay writing in my major. Like, I feel like you kind of, we talked about this, like, you can kind of figure it out and, like, you know what you're interested in and you know what you, like, care enough about to talk about. But I took my first film class. It's counted as, like, a literature requirement. Sweet. So, yeah, I was taking it. I actually, like, was excited to be in it. It's very cool, but I just have no idea what I'm doing. Like, I have no, and it's even worse. Like, I don't know anyone in the class. Like,
I mean,
usually,
does anyone know it?
Like, yeah, I guess. Yeah, I definitely, after I handed it in, I thought about it for good. Like, it just kept popping back in my mind that, like, why I should have just handed in nothing. Like, I feel like that would have been better, because I genuinely was just so confused. And it was kind of just, like, analyze this short piece of this, like, theme song, this opening. It was Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which is a cool, I want to watch the show, but it was just, like, a very short part, and I didn't know really what was happening. But I feel like with you, I was talking to you about the show Euphoria.
Right.
And, like, how there's sort of, like, it's funny how as soon as you turn it off, as soon as you finish watching it, you can go on any social media, and there's discourse about the show, deep, like, analyzing, psychoanalyzing of all the characters, and it's really, like, intellectual. Like, people are putting their, like, psychology degrees into, like, analyzing these characters, and it's actually pretty cool. I, like, didn't really watch it until I heard people talking about it, like, so deeply, and I was like, oh. So that was actually my main, I was like, I'll be fine in this class, I can analyze this, but it's quite an intense
It's really heavy.
Show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also that. We don't need to talk about that right now, but yeah, it's
a real
so
thing.
Much.
I remember that's something we also kind of, it was a similar experience that,
yeah,
I don't know if we shared, but I remember telling you that I started watching the first season of Euphoria and I couldn't make it past the first couple episodes.
Yeah,
it was
which
just...
is really fair. Wait, if, I feel like people know the show, it's just like a high school, well, it's supposed to be like a high school show, but it's quite intense. It's supposed to be, I guess, adults, you probably should be older while you watch it, just because it is really intense. And sometimes, well, that's what, like, the debate is, like, how intense should it be, because it's supposed to be, because that's what, like, the show is. But
and they say that, like, well, this is real. That's the argument that a lot of people use, right?
Yeah.
Well, this is reality. It's happening whether
you
like it or
yeah,
not.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And I guess...
But then there's a lot of other debates which say,
yeah,
well it's like glamorizing.
Well, that's also, yeah, like, parents are... my mom asked if she should watch it, and I was like, no, I don't think you should. But she said she heard one of her friends watching it, and she said, like, she doesn't think kids should be watching it. I was like, no, I don't think so either. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my younger sister was telling me that she was starting to watch it with her close friend, and they're, like, in grade, I don't even know, grade 9. And I was like,
oh my
no,
gosh.
I don't think that you should.
Yeah.
Do
yeah,
that.
I don't know. And definitely it is like, there's big actors in it,
mm-hmm,
and there's the outfits are nice, things are nice, yeah,
makeup,
so, but I was saying, like, if that show didn't have the glitter and the nice makeup and outfits, I probably wouldn't watch it, because it's just too much. It kind of, like, erases from the fact that it's such an intense show,
dark,
like, because otherwise, yeah, if it mm-hmm, just because people don't watch TV to be in reality.
Yeah.
Why would you
Yeah.
Why would you?
But then the same thing can be said about, like, the books that people read, too. I know that, like...
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the people, like, who have a thing for horror movies and horror films.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't...
I am yeah. I'm a people.
Yeah. I actually didn't think, like, I went to watch my first horror movie in theaters, like, okay. last summer.
Your first horror movie ever?
Yeah. Well, no. I've seen, but never in a theater.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a
sound. Sound was, and I, like, loved it. I was like, because I'll think about other things when I'm watching movies that you're, like, I'll just get distracted.
Yeah,
and
you'll do, like, the little grocery
terrible.
List.
Terrible. Yeah, in your head, yeah, you're just, like, you're just kind of checked out sometimes. But there's no way you can be checked out of in a theater with a horror movie playing because it's loud. There's like it's scary, but it's fun because it was. I was like, this is a form of meditation. Like I'm not thinking of. I'm so in the moment.
Movies are a form of meditation.
Yeah, there's no way you can not be in the moment. And I guess
there's always a way. We'll always find a way, but yeah, for the most part.
Yeah, well, scary movies, you like, it's difficult. If it's, like, actually scary, it's difficult to not be in the moment.
Yeah.
But if you tell yourself, I'll, like, finish a show way too quickly and be like, that's a form of therapy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a form of meditation. I was in the moment.
Yeah.
But I actually, like, fully was doing other things while watching a show.
That's what's so fun about movies. Like, it's my... Yeah, I feel like you just get to escape.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky enough to find something, anything that, like, helps you get to that place where you're just, like, you know,
yeah, it's
blank,
like
immersed
brain...
in something else that isn't your thoughts.
Yeah.
Which can be, like, so consuming.
Ooh, getting deep.
No,
it's true. Well, yeah, that's, like, with anything. And, yeah, and I'm definitely trying to watch, like, longer things just because I've, like, gotten used to, like, YouTube or, like, TikTok is terrible.
I love YouTube.
It's, like, so bad. I guess there's, like, long YouTube videos, but I just need to get better at watching longer things because I was, like, I don't like movies. Like, they're too long. Like, mm-hmm. But then I was, like, no, I do like movies. Mm-hmm. Like, why do I think they're too long? Like, it's the fact that my brain just wants to do other things, like, midway or, like, but why? But I feel like that's, like, a me problem.
No.
And I know other people have this problem. And I don't want to, like, not to invalidate, like, actual, like, but, yeah, I just want to, like, push myself and see. Because
yeah,
I do enjoy movies and, like, TV.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has a decreased attention span nowadays.
Yeah, that's
too, like,
also,
you know,
yeah.
So don't, I think it's but you know what's funny? Actually, the opposite thing happens to me, which I think is strange, but I really don't like watching, like, TV shows or
okay
because I feel like they go on for too long and it's
it depends. It really if it's like if it's like a sitcom,
mm-hmm.
like can you watch like
no
or like
I get
no?
I get bored.
Interesting. But, well, no.
But do you know what? I think it's because in movies, like, I get to know, like, you get the whole, ideally, you get the whole character development.
Okay, yeah.
Whereas, like, in a TV show.
In, like,
show,
a shorter amount of time.
You get that in, like, the third or fourth season.
Okay, okay, yeah.
Where it's, and then I'm like, I don't know. But like, I get that they have, like, little, like, mini plots within each one. But that's just, it's not good enough for me. Like, I want,
okay,
like,
fair,
I want to feel like that character is, like, gone through, like, some sort of, like,
yeah.
growth like in like an hour and a half or
yeah I feel like I just want to like get attached to the character and then I'm like so into it because I've rewatched sitcoms like over and over and over and it's like I want to say it's a problem but it's also it's fine to have comfort things but I also do want to expand my palette because I don't want to get so used because I do
palette.
Just definitely have like an attachment like to the characters and the plot, and it's, like, I know it's going to happen, but I don't know really, like, what's exactly going to happen, so it's, like, enough. But, yeah.
Yeah.
That's, like, the opposite for movies with me. So the next song we're going to play is Vest and Boxers by Lava LaRue.
Enjoy.
Left off review. Your collarbones bathed in moonlight.
Welcome back. So yeah, we were just talking about, what were we just talking about? Oh yeah, attention span and shows and movies. Changing the topic a little bit. Yeah, I was just thinking a lot about, like, questioning yourself and second guessing. I feel like it's really normal. I don't know how it came up, but I think I just realized, like, myself, I will second guess myself when I actually, like, do know what my decision is. And then same with, like, the people around me. It's, like, really common to say, like, oh, but, like, I don't know. Like, they'll say, and that could be a whole other long segment of, like psychology stuff. But I also feel like you get used to, like, what you hear around you as well. Yeah,
I totally feel that. Second guessing, triple guessing, like,
quadruple guessing. Yeah,
everything that happens.
Yeah, saying, like, I don't know, or now I think I've gotten better at it, but I used to say something and then be like, just kidding.
Immediately, like, retract.
JK, like, just joking. Yeah. That's a joke. Oh my god, if you took that seriously. I actually still say that. I'm like, if you think I'm not joking and if you take me seriously, that's, like, your problem. But it's actually, like, that's, like, a coping thing. That's, like, sometimes I am, like, I can be, I'm not always joking, Kiana. Like,
yeah. But it's easier to think of it that way.
Yeah,
sometimes
it's
too.
Just, like, so much easier.
Life is just too fluffy and.
Yeah, to be
really
like,
matters.
I'm joking, so. If you took that seriously, it's like you're second guessing yourself before you even have the chance to, like, begin the guessing, mm-hmm. begin the questioning, or, like, whatever you want to say, which is really weird, but it's normal. Yeah. I feel like, unfortunately. But yeah, I feel like we bonded over this.
Yeah. Actually, that's funny that you brought this up because this is what my therapist told me last week that I have to stop doing. She was like, Milena, I noticed that something. She was like, I have homework for you. And she doesn't ever give homework. Oh, it's like not her thing. Because one time I asked her for homework. I was like, can you? I did. Yeah.
Okay.
I was...
Okay, putting in the work.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, but she was like, I don't do that, but something that you should do, something that I noticed about you is that you always say, but whatever, after everything.
Yeah.
After any, like, serious thing that you talk about.
Okay, yeah.
You always tell me,
but it's
whatever,
fine.
It doesn't matter.
It's fine.
It's not real.
Yeah, yeah.
So she was like, you know, I want you to try to stop yourself from saying the word whatever. Because that's my word that I say. I guess for you, it's more of like, it's a joke.
Yeah.
For me, it's like, whatever. Like,
yeah.
So we could start reaffirming
each
other.
Yeah, we need
to.
Yeah.
Catching each other.
I definitely,
every time I hear you say the joke thing, I'll be like,
Dollar in the jar. That would be, no, let's not do that. But did I?
No. I was about to, I pointed at her. I was like, dollar?
You're preying on my downfall before I even say it. But yeah, I feel like it's really common and normal. And we talked about this on the student exec podcast one day, just like very briefly. Mm-hmm. I think it was Lana said, like, or I don't remember who it was, said, like, there's like a quote now that where it's like, I don't even know what it is. It's something, it's like, don't kill the part of you that is cringy, kill the part that cringes.
Yes, I've heard that.
Which
I
is like
it.
Kind of funny, but like it's true, because then when you think about it and you're like, oh, I actually like don't care what this person thinks. Same, this goes back to like the talking to strangers thing. Mm-hmm. Where talking to strangers could be so fun if you just remember, like, you don't care. Like, this person is not, you're probably never going to see them again.
We're on a floating rock.
But, yeah, exactly.
In the middle of space.
But that also
just trying to do our best.
Problematic, because you're like, well, if nothing matters, then why am I not living in a forest? Why am I even involving myself in capitalism willingly? But
Whoa,
let's not.
Mic drop. Ooh. Also, I wanted to mention briefly. So,
mm-hmm. No,
I feel like we've been talking about all these moments that we've kind of like bonded over
for
the whole episode. And I wanted to make the connection that I would not have met Kiana or anyone else of the lovely people on the student exec if I hadn't, you know, walked into CITR a couple years ago and decided to join the News Collective and decided to, you know, so I owe a lot to
CITR
and these airwaves. Thank you for, I'm really grateful for this space.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to say and plug for Fun Drive, you know, it's the time of the year that helps us collect monies, that help us run our station, and
that give people like a space to speak about what they want and work on that, not second guessing themselves, because when you're passionate about something you want to talk about it, but it's hard to have a space or like get resources, obviously, mm-hmm. to continue that. Yeah
And just even like having Dora teach us how to do the boards the other day, like giving us that knowledge. This is something that we wouldn't do without all the lovely people at CITR.
Yeah.
So if you can, even a dollar for our jar, please consider donating to Fun Drive.
Mm-hmm.
The fishies here appreciate it. And with that being said, we'll add, I don't know if I should make this. Okay, anyways, so the next song is called Intimate Friends by Eddie Kendricks. It's one of my favorites. And wind down and enjoy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening, friends.
Thanks for listening. This was so fun.
Yeah.
Was this your first?
My first feeling.
Oh my gosh. So exciting.
We hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
We hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. We hope you continue listening to the rest of the Fun Drive and shows this week Fun Drive. And support Fun Drive and CITR and your local music scene,
yes,
because sometimes Vancouver's sometimes lacking, and we need spaces,
yeah,
like
let's
this
help each other out.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed.
Bye.
.ca/donate, because that is right, this week is Fun Drive, and with your donations we're able to keep CITR local and alternative voices on CITR. So if you can, please go to CITR.ca/donate.
In the desks of desperation, where the pens are giving chase, I see the drops of sweat are forming at the corners of your face. You know, I never thought that treason